Welcome and good morning to our Easter Sunday service. He is risen. This morning we are on the road to resurrection. It is a resurrection morning. And today, in amongst the fun and the mayhem, we are going to celebrate that Jesus is risen from the grave. And I hope that excites you. Because in 45 minutes' time, if you are not all bouncing like me, then I need to revisit what I've prepared for us this morning. But it's going to be an exciting time as we share together the fact that our God, Jesus, didn't stay dead. He is very, very much alive and seated on the right hand of God, interceding for us every minute of every day. And that's exciting, isn't it? Dawn, come and pray with us.
As Nick just said, hallelujah, he is risen for us today. And let's bring our Easter prayers before him this morning. Heavenly Father, we come before you on this glorious Easter morning, filled with joy and gratitude for the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the hope and the new life that he has given to all of us. We rejoice in his victory over death and sin. May we live in the light of his resurrection, reflecting his love and grace in all that we do. Let us celebrate this day with a renewed faith, hope, and love. Amen.
But as the women arrived at the tomb, they looked up and saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled away. When they entered the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in white sitting on the right side. The women were shocked, but the angel said, "Don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. Look, this is where they laid his body." And we all say together, Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. And we say it for a second time. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Music group, come and lead us in our first song this morning. We cannot start a day like today without singing, "He has risen."
So if you want to stand with us then, and we celebrate. He is risen.
He has risen.
He has risen. He has risen.
knew a jumper was going to be a mistake this morning. If you haven't got it yet, he has risen. Now, we all like an Easter quiz, don't we? So this morning, we are going to play our Easter quiz. Now, can you guess what the quiz is? Who wants to be a... No, cream egg. Okay. Who wants to be a... See, if I'd have said millionaire, all the hands would have gone up, wouldn't they? But if I said who wants to be a cream egg, not so many hands, huh? Okay, so I'm going to split you right down the middle and we're going to have this half versus this half. Okay, and we've got 10 questions, 10 Easter questions. And we're going to see which team gets the most questions right, okay? Really easy. Okay, so the first question is this. On average, how many Easter eggs do children eat each year? How many, Nora? How many? Just one? You only eat one Easter egg in the year? I bet you got more than that. Two? Neve, how many Easter eggs? Five? Any advances on five? Ten? Seb, how many? You haven't had that many. Okay, there's your four answers. You can have 8, 12, 5, or 1. Okay, so, this side, what do you think? 12? It's going to be UK, I think. Yeah. How many you reckon? 12? Oh, okay. You need to decide, this team, decide a number. What about this side? How many do you think? 8? Okay, you've gone 8. 8? What about this side? Are you sticking with 8? 8? Well done. Both teams get a point for that. The answer is 8. Very good, 8. Okay, here we go. Why are there 11 balls of marzipan on a traditional simnel cake? Whoa. Shall I give you four answers, Reese? Okay, Reese, you know this one. Okay, here's your four answers. They represent a baker's dozen. They represent Jesus and the apostles minus Judas. Good Friday originally fell on the 11th of March. Or originally served 10 and the 11th slice was to be a holy offering. What do we think?
B!
B? Oh, very clever. Okay, very good. B is the right answer. Very good. Okay, I think that's two apiece. Do we think that's right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, here we go. Number three. Which character was amongst the first to visit the tomb and is mentioned in all four Gospels? Was it Joanna? Was it Mary, the mother of James? Was it Mary Magdalene? Or was it Salome? They're all mentioned. Which one are we going for? C? C? Well, that's 3 out of 3. Excellent. Well, we must try harder, mustn't we, to get some of these. Okay. Which of these four ingredients is not traditionally in a hot cross bun? Is it ginger, saffron, coriander, or nutmeg? Which of those four is not traditionally in a hot cross bun? Oh. You reckon saffron, do you?
No.
Right, okay. No. Coriander, you think? Do you? Okay. What about this side? They think coriander over there. They think C. Oh, really? What do you think?
Saffron.
You sticking with coriander this side? That is the right answer. Excellent. Okay. Good. Okay. One up this side. You're one up. You're one up. That won't stay for long, trust me. Okay, here we go. According to Mark's gospel, where was the angel when the women arrived? According to Mark's gospel. No Googling. No Bibling. Standing inside the tomb on the right. Sitting on the stone that had been rolled away. At the head of the place where Jesus' body had been lying. Or sitting inside the tomb on the right. What do we think? Oh. Where are we going? B. So this side is saying sitting on the stone that has been rolled aside. What about this side? D. Sitting inside the tomb on the right. We've gone B and we've gone D. The right answer is D. And shame on you because I read it about 5 minutes ago. It's just no hope, is there? None whatsoever. Okay. Okay. We're all going to get this one, right? The world's largest chocolate egg was 10.39 meters tall. I think it was... I don't know. Actually, I don't know. I wasn't told that. Okay, but here we go. How much did it weigh? Around the weight of a giraffe? Around the same weight as a car? Around the weight of a large African elephant? Or around the weight of a double-decker bus? Yes, yes. It's pretty tall. I can't tell you. Have a guess. Can you phone a friend? I can tell you, I think it was made in Italy. It's about Uduno. What are we going with? B? Same weight as a car, you think, Seb, do you? Okay, what about this side? D? A? Around the weight of a double-decker bus? D? Okay, the actual answer is around the weight of a large African elephant. No points that time, never mind. Okay, try this one. Which of the four Gospels does not record an angel saying, "He is not here, he is risen"? Which Gospel? Okay, and no surprise, Matthew, Mark, Luke or John, your four guesses. John, okay. John? That is the right answer. It is John, yes. The only gospel that does not actually say that explicitly. Why do many Easter eggs have a crocodile or fish scale design on them? To represent the fish that's eaten on Good Friday? To cover up any imperfections in the chocolate? Just to look pretty? Or the design is inspired by a valuable Fabergé egg. Ooh. What are we thinking? D. Inspired by the Fabergé egg? Where are we going over here? D. D, you think D? You're all going to go with D, yes? The actual answer is to cover up any imperfections in the chocolate, believe it or not. Oh, there we go. You learn something new every day. Okay, according to two of the gospel accounts, where was the risen Jesus going to meet the disciples? Was it A, Galilee, B, Jerusalem, C, Bethany, or D, Nazareth? Two of the gospel accounts actually say this. A? Yeah, that's the right answer. Galilee, yes. Brilliant. Well done, everybody. Final question. This is question number 10, and I think it's even Stevens at the moment. How many cream eggs do Cadbury make every day? Is it 100,000? Is it 500,000? Is it 1 million? Or is it 1.5 million? How many cream eggs do Cadbury's make every day? What do you think? Each day. Chocolate lasts a long time. What do we reckon? D? B? The answer is 1.5 million cream eggs every day. That's a lot of cream eggs, isn't it? Okay, right. So, in the interest of fairness, I'm going to call it a draw. Okay? There is a reason I've called it a draw. Okay? Because I did say that this quiz was called Who Wants to Be a... Okay, so... Cream eggs have got to be involved somewhere along the lines, and that last question leads me into my final thought here. Right. Around the building, there are 10 cream eggs, excluding what I have on the table, just for you clever clogs who are going to come up here and nick a box. Okay? And the ones, okay, if you've got some over there, yeah, and the ones over there, yeah. Yeah. 10 individual cream eggs hidden around the building. There are 7 downstairs, and some of you have surprised me by sitting downstairs today. There are 3 upstairs, okay? So, young people, you have exactly 1.5 minutes to get up from your seat and go and find a cream egg. Just watch my guitar. Okay, keep looking. In this room and upstairs in the balcony, okay, there are 3 upstairs. You don't have to go anywhere else other than this room and upstairs. 1 each. If you find more than 1, give it to someone who hasn't got one. We've got 10 to find. If you find more than 1, give it to someone who hasn't got one. Have we got 10 yet? Hope Jonathan can remember where he's put them all. How many have you found upstairs? Have we got 3 upstairs yet? I can see 1 from here. How many have you got? 2 up there? You found 2? You got 1. There's 2 more to find. I can see 1 more here. I can at least see 1. Can you get it? Okay, good, that's 2. There's 1 more up there somewhere. Still up here. Have we got the 7 downstairs?
Who knows?
Jonathan, have we got the 7 downstairs? Have you been looking? 1 more down here, okay. Great, okay, you can come down when you've got them. Give one to one of your siblings, Seb. You can only have 1. Okay, there's 1, at least 1 more down here, I've been told. Anyone not got one yet? There could even be one more, but we'll come back to it later. Everybody sit down. Okay, so, cream eggs. We're going to come to our time of prayer now. We're going to do it slightly differently this morning. Four volunteers before I pick four young people. Elias? Come on. Rosie, come on. Elias, you can do this, come on. Niamh, you can come up as well. One more. Have we got four? Oh, excellent. Okay, so I've got four. Brilliant. Okay, this is really easy, guys. No, really easy. You can all see the screen, can't you? Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to try a time of prayer. I've got four Easter prayers, and one of these lovely people is just going to read one of the prayers. So we'll go along the line. Okay, you can read the first one. Yeah. Is that about right? No, can you swap places with Nora first? I think Nora first. Is the second one's the biggest one. Okay. Rosie. Oh, Rosie, hang on. You need to hold a microphone. That's the important bit.
Dear God, thank you for the special day of Easter and for Jesus who came back to life. Help us to share your love and joy with everyone today. Amen.
Amen. Let's go along the lines.
God made you, and God made me. He had the world for us to see. God loved you all long ago. He sent his son to tell us so. Dear God, thank you for this beautiful Easter morning. Amen.
Thank you for Jesus, who is alive and loves us so much. Help us to share your love and joy with everyone we meet today. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, on this special day, we remember your amazing love for us. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, everybody. That was beautiful. Well read. We're going to sing another song now. The music group want to take their places. See what a morning, gloriously bright, with the dawning of hope in Jerusalem. Again, another great resurrection hymn. Let's stand and let's sing this together. See what a morning. Let's stand together. Thank you, guys.
Hey guys, it's me again, Douglas, and I've got another puppet show for you guys today. Yeah, my last puppet show is about how Jesus, you know, he came to the earth and he paid the ultimate sacrifice for us, you know, which is great and amazing and wonderful, but it's also sad. You know, it's amazing because it showed how much God loves us, but it's sad because Jesus had to die to take the punishment that we deserve. But the rest of the story is not sad at all. In fact, it's pretty awesome. This puppet show is the true story of what Jesus is doing right now. So let's go ahead and let's start the show. Okay, so to catch you up on our last story, God sent his one and only son, Jesus, to die for all sins. Because the penalty for sin is death. And we've all sinned. We've all done bad things, every single one of us, except for Jesus. And God wants to be with us, so he sent his son to pay the penalty for all sins. Jesus came and he lived a perfect life, but he took the punishment that we deserved, so we could be with God. And you see, after Jesus died, they took his body and they put it into what's called a tomb. And a tomb is like a cave. And they took his body and they wrapped it up and they took a big stone and they rolled the stone in front of the tomb after they put the body in. And Jesus' body was there for 3 days. And on the third day, something incredible happened. You see, Jesus is God's son. And not even death could hold him down. And so on the third day, the stone rolled away and the tomb was empty. Jesus was no longer in the tomb. Jesus was no longer dead. He was alive. He was back. But, you know, see, the disciples, Jesus' best friends, they didn't know that Jesus was coming back from the dead, even though Jesus told them he would. The disciples were all just very sad, and you know, that he had died, and they hold themselves up in this room, and they were just really mopey, you know, all sad for themselves that Jesus had died. And people even came to them and they said, "Hey guys, we saw Jesus walking around. He's alive." And they said, "No, that's impossible. Jesus isn't alive. He died. He died a horrible death. We saw it ourselves." But then, even in this locked room, Jesus appeared out of nowhere. And at first they were afraid, but when they realized it was him, they were so excited. They saw him and he went to them and he said, "Do not be afraid. It's really me. It's not just a ghost. You can feel the holes in my hands from where I was nailed to the cross." And the disciples finally understood that he was really telling the truth when he said that he would have to die, but that he would rise again from the dead. Now, the disciples weren't the only people that Jesus appeared to. You see, beyond the 12 disciples, Jesus' very best friends, he had thousands of followers. And he went out and he appeared to them, and after he had spoken to them for a while and been with them for a while, he told them that he was leaving to go prepare a place for them. And after he had said these things, Jesus went up into heaven. He floated up in the sky and was gone. And right now, Jesus is up in heaven, making everything ready for us. The Bible says that the only way to get to heaven is through Jesus Christ. And if we accept Jesus as our Savior, then we'll go to heaven after we die. But the Bible also says that someday Jesus is coming back to earth and he's going to take everyone who follows him up to heaven with him, right then and there, to live with him in that beautiful place forever and ever. Isn't that awesome? Jesus died for our sins, but he's alive again. And he's alive right now making things ready for us. And if we give our hearts to Jesus, then we can have eternal life with him in heaven. This story is what we celebrate on Easter. You know, Jesus rising from the dead after paying for our sins. And Jesus coming back to life was proof that A, not even death could beat him, and B, he really can give us eternal life as well if we put our faith and our trust in him. If you would like to accept Jesus as your Savior so that you can live forever with him in heaven, ask your parents or your pastor or your Sunday school teacher how you can do that, and I'm sure that they would love to help. And I sure hope that you'll accept God's free gift to you in his son Jesus. Bye, guys.
Okay. It's great when a puppet does all your work for you, isn't it? It's brilliant. I love it. Okay, before I just share a few words and the kids come and do some craft, we're going to stand and we're going to sing again. I serve a risen Saviour. He's in the world today. Let's stand and sing this hymn together. Thank you, Brian. Please take your seats. Young people, if you want to join Sunday Social Leaders and head for that table in the corner, and you're going to do some crafty bits. You've got some eggs to decorate, to put on our prayer tree, and bits and pieces over there. So enjoy the crafts just while I spend just a few minutes talking about resurrection. As you know, those of you that were here last week, we started out on a journey with Jesus as we followed the Easter narrative. we've been on the road to celebration. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Friday was all about looking up the hill to the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Today, we are on the road to resurrection. So what's it all about? Easter bunnies and chocolate eggs, right? No. Well, let me demonstrate. Actually, with chocolate. An egg. A chocolate egg. In many civilizations in times past, an egg was decorated and given away as a celebration of life. Because an egg, in all its forms, does actually represent life, doesn't it? And of course, we know from the Easter story that Jesus didn't stay dead, did he? This egg can also represent resurrection. How? Because it's hollow. It is empty. The tomb was empty. So today, we are in fact journeying with the women as they gaze in wonder and bewilderment at an empty tomb. Don't be alarmed, the angel said. If you're looking for Jesus, he isn't here. He is risen from the dead. Or as Luke put it, why are you looking for the living among the dead? Those that followed Jesus thought it was all over. That the man who had turned water into wine, healed the blind, the lame and the dumb, even the man who had raised people from the dead, the one who had power over wind and waves and was able to forgive sin and all that was done to him, that this man was finally able to accomplish nothing more. He was dead and he was buried. It was the end. So life must return to as it was before. We simply go back to fishing, tent making, tax collecting. It was good while it lasted, but all good things come to an end. I wonder if you felt like that. Returning maybe from a lovely holiday, you step back into the normal routine of life. Or you've invested an entire season enjoying your team, make it to the cup final and winning, but now it's all over. Your emotions going from the giddy heights of success, where everything is going just right, but now you've hit a low point and don't know how you're going to carry on. All good things coming to an end. But of course, that is not how the story plays out. Yes, Jesus suffered more than we could possibly imagine. Yes, he was crucified on a wooden cross. Yes, he actually died and was buried. But what a difference 3 days makes. It wasn't the end, it was the beginning. You see, you can't kill God. Jesus is alive. You can try and ignore him, but he's always there. Jesus overcomes everything, including death itself. We become new creations because Jesus is alive. And this morning, we can dance, we can shout, we can get excited because the one who lives inside of us is greater than the one who lives in the world. Hallelujah! The grave could not hold the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. Jesus cannot be constrained or contained, and nothing can destroy his plans and his purposes. The tomb was empty because Jesus rose from death to life. And this morning, we should be shouting it so loud they can hear us in the co-op over the road. We are not worshipping some deity who is made up, or some religious guru or leader who is dead. No, we are brought into a living relationship with Jesus, who communes with us, and I can talk to him every day and he to me. The simple truth is, Jesus is alive and well and preparing a place for us that will last for eternity, who one day is coming back to take us, all who believe in him, to himself. And you and I can be a part of that. So this morning, dare you get excited? Does Jesus ignite something inside you that simply cannot be contained? Now, I know that life is not always easy, and we cannot always be on the mountaintop. But Jesus can give us wings to soar like eagles and does give us strength to rise above our circumstances. So for 1 minute, put yourself to one side and focus on Jesus. Ask the Holy Spirit to meet with you this very Easter morning, because Jesus is alive. It has been a real blessing to be able to join in last week to Spring Harvest. And we were able to stream it here live in the building. And I'm sure all of you that came along went away knowing a little more about Isaiah and gained glimpses of Jesus during the worship. We were told on one evening, 157 young people made a commitment to follow Jesus. How wonderful is that? Come on, guys, you should get excited. You see, Jesus is alive and changing lives this very minute. God's family got a little bit bigger, and people left Spring Harvest this week, their lives and destinies changed forever. For each of us here who know Jesus personally, our lives have been changed too. And for that reason alone, we should at least get a little excited. Dare you get excited this morning? Now, I can hear some of you sitting there saying, oh, there goes our pastor again. Getting a little too excited. Someone better throw a bucket of water over him quick before he bounces through the stage and into the baptistry. But this morning, folks, I make no apology whatsoever for showing some emotion. When I think of all the living Jesus has done for me, we are all made in the image of God, and he gets emotional over us too. Heaven throws a massive party every time somebody says yes to Jesus. That's how big a deal it is. You still haven't got it. Oh, and have I mentioned this morning that Jesus is alive? Okay, before I do actually fall through the baptistry, let's just jump back into our Bibles just for a second. Because I want to share this morning one simple thing that struck me about the story as portrayed in Mark that I hadn't noticed before. And isn't it wonderful when you notice something in Scripture that maybe you haven't noticed before. We are told at college we need to be curious. And this morning, I want us to be curious. The angel, God's messenger, told the women that Jesus had indeed risen from the dead. And then it's recorded in verse 7, and you can read it for yourself in your Bibles. Now go and tell his disciples, including Peter, that Jesus is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there just as he told you before he died. Now, if you read that, have you got a little bit curious? Because I got curious. Why has Peter been singled out here? Why not just say, go and tell the disciples that Jesus is going ahead to Galilee? Why does Mark record including Peter? Don't you find that a little bit curious? It got me interested. And while I can say I don't have any concrete answers, lots of things came to mind. For Peter and Jesus had an interesting history as recorded in the Gospels. Peter is the impulsive one. He's the one that jumped out of a boat and began sinking when he took his eyes off Jesus. He's the one that in one breath said, you're never going to wash my feet. And then in the other, well then, you better wash my hands and my head too. And of course, Peter is the one that resolutely said, I'm willing to die for you, Jesus, come what may. And then, as we know, just a few hours later, denied three times that he ever even knew Jesus, walking away and weeping bitterly. I think Peter was a broken man. And by the time we get to this part in the story, he may be realizing that Jesus' death meant that he wouldn't get an opportunity to say sorry. He wouldn't get that opportunity to try and put things right. This was never going away. He had rejected, disassociated himself, and turned his back on the God who had reached out a hand to grab him and stop him from sinking below the waves. So the angel told the woman, go and tell the disciples, but especially tell Peter. Make sure Peter hears that Jesus is alive. Peter needed to hear the good news personally. You see, God wasn't done with him yet. There was a beach breakfast that Peter needed to be at in Galilee. It was vital that he was there. Jesus needed to tell Peter personally that he'd never been rejected. Jesus never turned his back. His hand was always outstretched. And now you could see the places where the nails had been driven in. A reminder of what Jesus had done for Peter and for you and I too. We are always given another chance. There's a beautiful line at the beginning of John chapter 13. It's the story of Jesus washing the disciples' feet. And it says this. Jesus had loved his disciples during his ministry on earth, and now he loved them to the very end. He loved them to the very end. No matter what Peter and the other disciples had done, even to the point of desertion, Jesus loved them to the very end. And you know what? That's true for you and for me this morning. Jesus loves us to the very end, which is why he endured the cross. Resurrection means death has been defeated. Jesus lives and loves you and me to the very end of time and beyond. Maybe I should pause there for a second while you think about that. Jesus loves you and I to the very end of time and beyond. And I don't know about you, but that is something that I can get excited about. Jesus loves you and me to the very end of time and beyond. Jesus is not finished with us yet. We are going to stand and we are going to sing our final hymn. Thine be the glory, risen, conquering Son. Endless is the victory, thou art a death. Has won. Angels in bright raiment, they rolled the stone away, kept the folded grave clothes where thy body lay. Thine be the glory, risen conquering Son, endless is the victory, thou or death has won. Let's stand and sing this hymn as we close our time this morning together. Thank you, Brian. and we say together, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. And now may the peace of the risen Lord rest and remain with you this Easter day and every day. Amen. We've got some eggs for the youngsters to give out. And this morning, you'll be pleased to know, teas and coffees are back. Hallelujah. So please feel free to get a tea and a coffee. Go and go wow at the new kitchen. Thank you, Brian, to finish us off. That'd be great.